Proclamation number 1538, dated the July 25th, 1940. Sequence of the catastrophic event. The teachers in the beyond always try to help you in the same way and seek to make you more receptive. Yet your heart is not always willing to receive, creating obstacles which make the reception more difficult. Undivided attention has to be paid to the gifts of heaven and all earthly thoughts avoided, then the thoughts of the friends in the beyond will find easier access. Divine love sends messengers to you who shall reinforce your willingness to receive. They bring you revelation that describes in an understandable way the sequence of the catastrophes which shall decide the life and death of each individual person. Only few people take notice of the signs of the coming time. They are indeed surprised about obvious changes or irregularities in nature, but nevertheless dismiss it carelessly. They don't recognize therein an expression of God's will, but merely put it down as a coincidence. And thus, to begin with, they do not pay any attention to these manifestations when the natural event approaches. People will first be made aware of the advancing tempest by whirlwinds. This will happen so suddenly that men and animals will find themselves in great difficulty, for they will barely be able to manage against the violent storm, and this will be the start. Every now and then violent earth tremors will be felt, and the sky will grow dark. A thunderous roar will be heard which will be so dreadful that it sends people and animals alike into panic, so that they try to save themselves by escaping. Yet the darkness will stop them, and as their distress becomes intense, the roaring grows ever louder, and the earthly tremors ever more violent. The earth will open up and huge masses of water will break through from within the earth. And as far as the eye can see, water and darkness and an indescribable chaos amongst people who realized their horrendous situation with utmost distress. The days before will be so glorious that people are to some extent light-hearted, and the change will come so suddenly that no one can take earthly precautions, which will be entirely pointless anyway, for no earthly power can defend against these elements. Only the devout person will feel the divine omnipotence now, and entrusts himself to his Creator. And although his heart will tremble and know fear when he sees the raging of the elements, he will nevertheless wait patiently until help arrives, for he will continue to send his thoughts up to him above. Anyone who has grasped the meaning and purpose of life knows that now the time of decision has come for every individual person. And he will try to administer spiritual help wherever possible. He will comfort those who are miserable and refer them to God. He will help by kindling a small light in utter darkness. For God will give them the opportunity to work for him. Those who have recognized him and offer themselves to be of service to him will be assigned a rich field of activity, and the seed will fall on good ground, for God spares those who look up to him or find him in greatest adversity. Amen.